you're here. Fellowship sweet up, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, April 24th, 2017. Well, Marianne, what do you think? Got all your 2017s down pat now, four months into the year.
Yeah, by April. Yes. Yeah.
I think the other day I was recording something or announcing something, but I was in the 2016.
I stopped.
I said, why did I say 2016? It's already April now, but it still can happen. So
no, I'm pretty focused on exercising. Every time the marathon happens, I feel like I got to get in gear again, you know.
Yeah, I played racquetball on Friday, and they were transforming the ARC, the Area Recreational Center. It used to be called IMPE.
Right, right.
Intramural, I don't know what it, but anyway, all these volunteers and directions and signs of where to check in and where to get ready and where to receive your bag.
It's quite an organizing feat, I would imagine.
Yeah, thousands, 18 plus thousand, almost 19,000. And yeah, I stayed away from the greater Champaign-Urbana area on the weekend.
Good plan.
I heard it went really well and really crazy. Yeah, all good. Hey, lots of things have happened. I didn't get to talk about our International Students Inc. gathering. It was the first time ever we used the Great News Radio Center to assist another ministry, and I've known Dave and Ruth Crabiel for 30 or so years, and they and their new staff member, Sam and Joanne Carroll, approached me about might I entertain the idea or might we work together to highlight the ministry work that they're doing. And those of you that were tuned in last Monday or Tuesday, I think we interviewed them and talked about the ministry work they're doing here on the campus of the University of Illinois. Well, we packed the place. I think we set up 8 tables, and there was 8 to 9 on a table because we had a couple that had 9 because of children. And so that was like 64 or so, and there was other people wandering in and out. So I think close to 70 people thoroughly enjoyed the evening. Olive Garden catered it.
Well, I didn't get to see the final look, but I know you and Holly were both there. Yeah. But I did see this setup and all the white tablecloths. It was just incredible to see our center looking that way. I loved it.
Well, I know you got motivated. You started saying, you know, we could do this with our board or this with this group and bring in this, and let's start utilizing this. It was a lot of work. We stayed kind of late, cleaned up, but hard workers. They had a couple of the people that participated in the program stayed, and they rolled out the tables and helped me with the chairs.
That's great.
Vacuumed and cleaned up. And
I like that.
It was great to use the center for other purposes.
Yeah.
So it was great to be a part of it, too, because we want to be actively involved in internationals' lives, and we have this unique opportunity with the University of Illinois right in our backyard to have all these 10,000 or so international students that are here for a period of time, and we can influence them for Christ and get to know them and love on them, which kind of brings me to why you're part of today's program.
Okay.
We're going to have you do a little reading from your book.
Okay.
But I don't know if our listeners were aware of this. We've had a very successful launching of our English conversational program, and we were doing intermediate and beginners. And I guess a couple weeks back, Holly said, what about Marianne reading her book? That would be a real draw for some of these internationals to say, wow, the author is going to be reading and sharing and talking and facilitating the discussion. And so I think we even set on a program we were going to do that. Oh, by the way, here, let me tell you, tomorrow you're going to be doing this. And so you didn't have much notice, but I think and I've felt it's been very successful. It went from like 8 people that were clamoring, we want to be a part of it, to like 13, I think, is about what you have coming
14,
in here.
Yeah.
And they're thoroughly enjoying it. And Holly shares some of the WeChat comments. WeChat is something that all the Chinese log into, and they have all this communication. It'd be the equivalent of us on Facebook.
Right.
But Facebook messaging, where everyone sees it and talks about it and references back. Well, a lot of good feedback. So I thought today we'll have you read a little as you've been reading for
Thank
these students.
You.
A lot of good things. I've been working hard. This coming Wednesday, I'll be meeting with one of our board members to share the 3, 5, and 10-year vision that I have for this ministry. And it's like, that's a lot of work to put together.
You've been typing away and making lots of notes.
Yeah, you've been kind of throwing in your 2 cents. And have you thought about this? And I'm like, how do I categorize all these different things that I'd like to see as outreach or development or to further advance in this area, whether it's the singing men or the theater troupe or staffing needs and the development of the center? And at what point do we outgrow the center and do we build our own center and the costs and how do you weigh the value? And so I've
so many possibilities.
Right. And I've had that. I'd have probably shared maybe as much as 15 years ago. My initial thoughts on a Great News Radio Center, a very expansive, self-contained unit where you could have seating for 500 or 1,000 people, and you could have bigger events, and maybe the Christian schools have a championship volleyball match. You could, like, host sporting events or gatherings, and if Franklin Graham or somebody came in, a notable, if you will, that would draw 500 or 1,000 people. And just the whole plethora of things that I thought it could be used for or utilized. And But I always thought, Lord, if you're going to ever move that forward, that would take some significant resources. Obviously, lots of planning, and you'd want to use it to the full.
Yeah.
And so for now, he has us at the center, which is accommodating and allowing for much of this to happen.
Yeah.
And so we've loved it here so far. We've only been in here 4 or 5 months, but so far it's been very accessible and a blessing and a lot of walk-in traffic. And with that recent Home and Garden show and the train show, thousands of people have come by here.
And don't they have some other things coming up? They're planning to bring in thousands more.
A lot of different events here, and there's some other new tenants here. And there's the, I think it's called Sparks. It's a new youth center museum, kind of where you can have lunch. And I'm going to be meeting with her either today or tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And they're going to be launching kind of exploratory. It's a place where children can come and learn and get ideas.
I just think this is really interesting.
So we'll see how that's all going to work. But
it's a great name.
Nice things happening here at Lincoln Square, and we feel very blessed that God has us here for a period of time. We have a lease agreement, but as the Lord would maybe provide, if someday we'd have our own location, if that's His will, if that's His leading, but we're going to utilize this to the full.
Well, you're good at that, Mark, in wanting to hear the Lord's leading and timing.
Yeah, so. Praying that up. But that's part of, you know, I have
one. Yeah, you got, it's on your mind because of all this vision statement. Yeah,
four pages.
Oh, my, you do.
International outreach. We've found ourselves with, I think there's 97 Chinese that are part of this WeChat that are, I won't say all active with our Monday, Thursday gatherings, but at least 60 to 70 are regular attenders, either on the Monday or
Thursday. It's pretty packed on those Monday and Thursdays.
Yeah, we have three different units.
I know.
This unit totally packed. We have four intermediate groups in the four corners, and then you have the advanced group
back
in here,
in
the studio conference meeting area. And then next door, it's kind of, there's some irony here, but Gopher Mafia Games has opened up their doors to us, so thank you God for that.
They've got a lot of tables in there. Yeah. So.
So we have two groups in there, intermediate groups. And then in room 115B, those of you that haven't been by Lincoln Square in a while, there's another unit that they're allowing us, the mall's allowing us to utilize for a very nominal fee. Mm-hmm. And so we have three beginner groups. Now we have a beginner group A, B, and C. So an advanced beginner group, kind of intermediate beginner group, and then a very basic beginner group. Mm-hmm. And so we have 10 different groups that meet on Monday and Thursday, and I think I'm now up to 22 different instructor facilitator
teachers. So, y'all really need to come on out and see this.
Yeah, and if you have a heart for internationals, especially if you're available from 10:30 to 11:30 on Mondays. Seems like Thursdays we have enough staffing where I've been able to pair up a couple of the different teacher groups.
And people have been so faithful.
Yeah. Some do Monday and Thursdays. Some just do Mondays. Some do Tuesday.
They show up.
Yeah. Anyways, part of my vision for the future is...
You have so many papers there about the vision.
How would God continue to develop that?
You're not lacking for ideas, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
That's one thing about you.
Well, Karen knows, don't let Mark get too rested ever.
Because
I start generating more work
her
and more ideas.
Her emails come flooding in.
Yeah, she's
do
like,
this, do that. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shoot. Mark's got too much time on his hands. He's got all these new ideas.
I'm gonna mention that to her.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you got to keep me busy. That way I can't come up with too many new things.
That's great.
But and then some publicity things, how to get the word out about the radio ministry. You've been doing that monthly article in the Prime Life Times, and people really look forward to reading those.
Next one's about the Blossom Basket.
Yeah, Blossom Basket.
Ron Bailey.
Ron will be, what is that, considered May's edition.
May 1st, a couple weeks.
A couple weeks, and working on some of the future
people. Yep, we sure are.
And some other things with a Great News Radio testimony book and some other things working with WCIA and our yard sign campaign this past weekend with all the marathon runners. It would have been great to have a lot of our yard signs out, but we'll keep working towards that.
We should make a push for a year for the next marathon so that our
yard signs
out all over the place.
I was a little hesitant to over promote it because you know, April showers.
True.
And so the signs would all get out there and then it'd get rained on our Illinois weather. But sometime maybe May and June.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't move that marathon to May, but I don't have anything to do with it.
Anyways, and then you'll see staff increases, and then what else do I have? Some special projects, equipment needs, the Singing Men. You know, I have, at least five things for the future growth of them and the theater troupe. And then I had other thoughts, and that's like seven other items, even like if the Lord would lead us to someday maybe have a children's choir.
That'd be really neat.
You know, the big 25th birthday celebration's only like about years away, 3.5 years, got to start thinking about that. And
that's a quarter of, is 100, is
yeah,
century
quarter of
100
a century,
okay,
so, and then this whole page, if we did have a larger Great News Radio Center and the Lord did provide the resources, how would we utilize it?
Oh, yeah.
How would it work and come together? But, you know, it's always something to have in the back burner. You never know if somebody says, hey, you know, I'm looking at the later years of my life and, you know, I have these resources and do you have any ideas on how you'd put them to use? And I want to be able to say, here's page 4 right here.
Anyone who says to you, do you have any ideas on how to put something, you're like, yeah.
And we've talked about it as a board, would we ever develop a Great News Radio endowment fund, you know, something where, you know, those financial planners and people.
That's true. People do that,
know how to entrust their resources towards a good cause or a ministry or a work of God. And so.
That's a great thing,
I kind of felt like I wanted to be or I needed to be ready to answer some questions that people say.
Well,
do you have a vision for the future and how do you see the continuation of what God's doing through Great News Radio continue beyond me. And so I always got to think about how can we properly steward people's resources and what's an effective way to move it forward and to have a plan and not to be winging it. And so
That's
it's
great.
Been good. The board's asked for this and I've been working
really
hard
on it. It's intense, 4 pages.
That's still, this is just kind of the draft.
Oh, that's just
version.
The draft. Sorry.
Yeah. And I'm meeting with Ken, one of our board members, on Wednesday to see if this is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, he said, produce a vision plan for the ministry. I'm like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. So buckle up. Anyway, appreciate your prayers. As many of you have possibly tuned in for 5, 10, 15, these 20 years, 21 years in our 21st year, and as you've been ministered to by this radio ministry, you've seen God maybe answer prayer or give a specific teaching or a topic was covered as you were trying to have clarity on how to move forward on something, or maybe just the music or the encouraging chit-chat or various hosts teaching God's Word, the inspired Word of God, you've benefited. We just ask that you continue to pray to see how God will move us forward and keep us on course and allow Him to receive all the glory that's due His name. And we can just be effective servants of this ministry into the days ahead. So Yeah, it's kind of exciting. You know, I listed all these different staff people. Like, if I had unlimited budget, who would I hire?
Yeah.
And what expertise could they bring to the ministry
help?
And,
that'd
you know,
great.
Your role and Jason's role and Joey's role and obviously mm-hmm. Karen and Bethany. And mm-hmm. we have so many helpers, volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, we do.
To bring in maybe some other qualified staff that could take portions of the work. I still feel like I'm working too hard.
Oh, yeah.
And so to bring on other people. Even somebody that's, you know, skilled in the estate planning to help people look at their resources and how to steward them for God's work, and an office receptionist, somebody that could be available. We have a lot of this walk-in traffic, and sometimes if I'm recording or on air or doing something, you know, I kind of have mm-hmm. to stop everything and talk with them, and it'd be nice to
yeah.
have other helpers
it
and
would.
Graphic people.
Oh, yeah.
Jason has been doing a lot
yeah,
of
he does
like,
a good
graphic
job.
Work, but, you know, he's like a full-time pastor.
I know.
Got a lot of work.
He did, yeah.
A marketing person.
That'd be great.
With promotions and event planning and putting things together. I have like an all-purpose assistant. You fill in some of that role, but at least at this point, you're on a part-time mm-hmm. kind of ongoing basis, but figure out how to continue to juggle all the work mm-hmm. and fill in staff. You've been helping with some special interviews and mm-hmm. some unique programming, and we have a lot of other different things that we'd like to accomplish in the days
Yay.
Ahead. So, woohoo, keep praying up this
all
ministry,
right.
everyone. Okay, so we're about 16 minutes into the program. Do you have a chapter or something
okay.
you can read for us?
I do, but Mark, I was just thinking, sitting here thinking, you were talking about Curly
oh.
and his memorial service. And
yeah, his homegoing. Those of you that have watched the Singing Men of GNN over the years, Vern Meyer, we knew mm-hmm. him affectionately as Curly, although he had very little hair
oh.
the last
yeah.
20 years or so long, as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
His daughter, Peggy and Jan, you've maybe seen at different radio events. Peggy has been on, I don't know, 8 or 10 trips to Israel with me
yeah.
and many of the Singing Men concerts, volunteers, and helps out with radio events. Well, her dad, Jan, and Peggy's dad, Curly, went to be with the Lord. So this past week,
yeah.
on Tuesday, there was the visitation mm-hmm. down in Tolono, and then the service was on Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. which I got to attend. And
yeah.
what's nice, at least, or fortunate, or a blessing, is when you know the person knew the Lord
mm-hmm.
and will spend eternity with God and be reunited with his wife, Doris, who
oh,
went
yeah.
to be with the Lord a little over a year ago. It's kind of one of those happy, sad occasions. You get to meet with others that love this individual
yeah.
and recount stories or unique
That's
ways
so special,
they,
always.
Influenced you. And I know each and every year, Peggy and Jan would dedicate a day in their honor for their anniversary.
Nice.
I think married 60-something years,
wow.
and Curly and Doris, very much in love. And then when Doris passed away a little over a year ago, Curly just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be
I remember you saying that.
With his beloved Doris.
Oh.
And so for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 months, he was in a care facility next to the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church. So I'd see him once in a while
mm-hmm.
when I'd go into church. Helia
yeah.
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very content to stay there.
Really?
And was
oh.
on some TV commercials for that.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of funny.
Seriously?
People would see him on TV, and he'd be promoting. It's a wonderful place to live and be
oh,
retired at. And
what a guy.
Curly had a good sense of humor to the very yeah. end, but his health was declining. And,
yeah.
you know, it's always a shock when, you know, you learn
yeah.
the news. But
it always is. I've heard you mention him and Doris's name so many times.
Yeah, Doris yeah. was known for doing specialty handmade doggy treats for
oh,
our
yeah.
Beamer.
Yeah.
And Curly, he sang in the baritone section, so he's always a couple rows behind me.
Yeah.
One of those just faithful, consistent, nothing really startled him, just an easygoing, positive, upbeat gentleman that
yeah.
loved the Lord, that finished well.
Praise
and,
God.
Had been through. He and Doris, a lot of tragedies throughout their lives, a house fire, deaths in the family,
wow.
Other things that they overcame, and just farmed for many years, and will be missed, but knowing where he's at. And knowing that both Peggy and Jan, his two daughters, will kind of carry on his legacy
yeah.
and know they had a good dad. And he'll be missed Monday night. I know many of the guys made it to the visitation
mm-hmm.
or the service. And, you know, we all had our good, fun, Curly stories.
Sure.
So
he's
yeah.
in good hands now.
Yep, he's in good hands. And we won't be able to do a reading today. Maybe this next week we
okay.
can really set it up
all right,
to have
fine.
You read a little. But Maybe you could close out our program with a prayer, being aware that there are some people probably tuned in today that haven't experienced that redemptive work, that understanding that Jesus came and died for our sins, that we can't earn our way into heaven, we can't buy our way into heaven, we can't do a number of good works that outweigh our bad works. And so as we look at the balance, well, I'm better than these people, so I should probably get in, that it's really because of what Christ did for us. We can't achieve it. We're not good enough. We'll never be good enough. And Curly knew that, and you and I know that thank you, God, for sending Jesus. You know, we celebrated Easter and that recognition that he rose from the dead, and he is in heaven, and he's drawn us all to the Father. But maybe for that listener that's kind of wandering through life and maybe unfamiliar with this relationship you can have with God, maybe close out our time in prayer, revealing to them, maybe through your words, that God does in fact love them and desires them to come to know him.
Sure. Thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you so much for Messiah Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior. God, there's no way that we can thank you enough. Lord, we thank you for saving grace, pouring down upon each of us. I thank you that it poured down upon Curly. And upon his wife, and for all the other beloved people that are safe in your arms. Lord, I pray that we would open our hearts and that saving grace would just flow through us like a river of water. We pray for your Holy Spirit to come. We pray that you would help us get the word out about your beauty and your righteousness and how much you love us. And Lord, we do again thank you for that resurrection that makes it all go forward. Lord, how can we thank you? You say in your word that that resurrection power is going to flow through us. You say that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us. Lord, help us to acknowledge that and believe it and increase our faith. Increase our faith, Father. We pray it in the mighty and the powerful name of Yeshua Jesus. Amen.
And all of God's people said, amen and amen. And I don't know, maybe there's a stirring in someone's heart that doesn't exactly know what's going on in their heart. Maybe there's some sense of conviction or hope is stirring, or maybe there's still some doubt, or maybe you need to talk with someone right now about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe that's something that you would like to know more about, or pray with someone, or have some questions answered. Maybe you wonder about God. Can you really get to know him? There's some trained friends that can answer your questions, that can pray with you, talk with you, and it's a free 800 number. You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM, and these great folks will talk with you over the phone. So call now if you have any questions. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless.